Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I didn't know what was going on. I was calling out to God to forgive me for my sins because I was 100% certain I was going to hit the floor and die. The only thing I could think about was my kids having no father growing up. And that was it. Nothing else really mattered.
Alcohol is an extraordinarily pernicious drug. And if you're inclined towards it, you can be inclined towards it because you're sensitive to its anxiety-reducing properties, or you can be sensitive to it because it enhances social communication, or because it produces a psychomotor high like cocaine, or all of those at once. And if you're particularly predisposed to alcoholism, you can experience all three at once.
Having a lot of time at home, I think a lot of people had this same sort of thing, alcohol. It was getting earlier and earlier.
Yes.
Easier and easier to go to.
It was a situation in which no matter what I did, you didn't quite get the validation that you were seeking. So you're always chasing it a little bit more, to the point where unbeknownst to me or on an unconscious level, like I needed to escape that paradigm. And my first escape was through drugs and alcohol.
Every time I had done something or said something that I regretted, it was when I was drinking. And I thought at one point, maybe I don't want to live a life where I'm continually wishing that I hadn't said or done something.
And I just spiraled out of control. I didn't care. I didn't want to live. I'd lost the passion to live. So nothing meant anything. A boxing career, well, that was the last thing on my mind. But when you wake up the next day, you're even more depressed than you started. Because whatever is in the alcohol puts you in a bad state afterwards. I didn't care. It was like, oh, you've worked all your life for this. He not bothered me, wife, I'd say. I'd say, no, I don't care if I had nothing. I don't care if I was dead.
In the world of alcohol, you're either a victim or a perpetrator. And both roles lead to destruction. Alcohol-fueled environments breed chaos, leading to tragedy and suffering for those involved. Alcohol is the one in control. And for those who abuse it, you're but a mere host. It has a cruel way of altering behavior, turning yourself into someone unrecognizable, and turning loved ones into strangers.
Alcohol, because it enhances sociability and also suppresses anxiety, is a good social anxiety medication. But the problem is you don't learn how to conduct yourself as a sober individual in social circumstances.
Yes.
And you learn very rapidly to rely on the alcohol not only as a social lubricant, but as the basis of your social behavior. And I would say, to young people who are watching, listening, that's a stupid plan. You should learn how to be in a social group with others when you're sober so that you bloody well know how to do it. I had a friend in Montreal. They had this monkey ranch on St. Kitts, and they used to go down there and study the effects of alcohol on green monkeys, which 5% of whom would drink to coma on first exposure. And they had videotapes of these damn monkeys drinking. And it looked like a frat party, but 5% of them on first exposure would drink to coma. And those were the monkeys that had a biological predisposition to alcohol, to alcoholism. And alcohol is a really bad drug, 50% of murders take place in an alcohol-fueled environment, either the victim or the perpetrator or both is drunk. It's almost the sole cause of domestic abuse. It's almost the sole cause of so-called date rape. If you dig into criminal behavior deeply enough, well, hell, you don't have to dig much at all before you find alcohol. It's also the only drug we know that actually makes people more aggressive.
Think about that for a moment. Such a staggering statistic should be alarming. It should frighten us and surprise us, to say the least. But we all know it. We hear 50% of domestic abuse and fatal crimes are due to alcohol. And likely, we are surprised to learn that the statistic isn't higher. 70% makes more sense. 80%. If it's such a commonplace piece of knowledge, why do we keep returning to the bottle? We know it causes harm. We've all seen it one way or another. This should serve as a harsh reminder, because there is an undeniable connection between alcohol and violence. There is a connection between intoxication and destruction. But we still return to the bottle.
My business partner, when we started the business, became an alcoholic about 3-4 years in because it was just too tough. Mm. And then he had like severe suicidal ideation. He actually didn't tell me at the time. And this is why when I was reading about your story, I could relate to so much of it, because I didn't say what I was going through to him. He didn't say it to me. And then it was like after we'd sold the business that he was like, I used to stand on the train platforms and think about jumping in front of the train. I didn't know what alcoholism or really mental health was at the time. But I'd go downstairs 3 a.m. in the morning and I'd open up the laundry room and he's in there with a bottle of wine at 3 a.m. The lights are off and he's just drinking it, sat on the clothes. And I read similar sort of story or narratives in your story where, you know, you were having moments of that kind of like ideation. You were having moments of suicidal ideation. And
yeah, I mean, there's some stuff that I've definitely like never spoken about to do with it. It was really, really, really severe. And it was a problem. And it was only until I saw myself after that I was like, right, I need to fix myself. Mm. There was like a few pictures of me on a boat and I'm all like bloated out. And I call it pills and booze face. And I was like this, like my face was just like 10 times more than it is now. And I just didn't like myself very much. Then I made a change. And the problem we had in the band, and I don't blame anybody for this. I don't want to seem like I'm whining or moaning. Mm. Oh my God, look at my life. Whatever. But it feels to me like when we were in the band, the best way to secure us because of how big it got was just lock us in our rooms. And of course, what's in the room? Minibar. Hmm. So at a certain point, I thought, well, I'm going to have a party for one. And that just seemed to carry on throughout many years of my life. And then you look back, how long you've been drinking and stuff, you're like, Jesus Christ, that's a long time. Even for someone who's, you know, as young as I was.
It doesn't matter how you got to this point of the road. It only matters how you get back home. Alcohol. It may have seemed like a temporary escape. But in reality, you know that it's a long-term trap. Whatever it takes to break free, that is your task. It's your responsibility.
I knew I was just spiraling out of control. And the only thing I could think of to make it better go away for a bit was getting drunk.
Wow.
And that just led to problems after problems after problems. So the answer to that question is nothing can make it go away except medical advice. I live in the moment because that's the only thing we have in our lives are moments, moments in time. And as soon as I've gone out that door, we can never reverse back and play it again. Because it's real life, it's not a dress rehearsal. So I don't really care what happens 5 minutes ago. I'm just going to keep going today and living today and enjoying myself, because I know what God gives, God can take away in the flash of a second. Mm-hmm. It can all be turned upside down, and I've experienced it. But I believe it was a massive test, because sometimes in life when everything's going great for you and you don't know good from bad, you need to experience a little rain sometimes so you can enjoy the sunshine again.
Overcoming the struggles of addiction makes you stronger than when you started. Don't make alcoholism who you are. Make it who you were. Make it the story you tell when you refuse your next drink. Your decision to quit alcohol is not just about removing something from your life. It's about creating space for something new. And you can do it too, if you let yourself.
That actually makes people more aggressive, not merely because they don't know what they're doing. We did experiments at McGill showing that if you took drunk people and put them in a competitive environment where they could be aggressive and had them keep track of their aggression so they were actually conscious of it, they became more aggressive even rather than less. So yeah, alcohol's bad news, and it can turn perfectly good people into quite the impulsive and dim-witted monsters.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.